up, Dr. Lee?
It's all good, Mr. Miles. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Why was he late?
Guess he overslept.
Well, why didn't you wake him?
I'm not his mother, sir.
I asked Mr. Miles why his roommate was late. He says he guesses he overslept. I asked why didn't you wake him, and he says he is not his mother. Section leaders, what is our concept?
One band, one sound.
One band, one sound. When one of us is late, we are all late. When one of us looks or sounds bad, we all look and sound bad. So what's the concept?
One band, one sound.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning into another episode. You got me, Laquan. You got my boy, Don Macalicious Don Juan.
Oh, snap. That's
what's up, bro?
What's good with you?
What's up? I'm pumped today, and this is after the benediction.
Thank you for tuning in.
What's up, bro?
I'm chilling, man. Nothing. Chilling. Ready to get this going. What's good with you?
What's up, man? I'm today Thursday. I'm good. It feels like a Friday.
Ooh.
I'm feeling like a Friday. I don't know why I got up this morning. It felt like a Friday. I got that Friday attitude going on.
I do want to remind you that it is Thursday, so gotta get up and go to work tomorrow. So
yep.
So excited, you know. Keep it, you know, within rain.
You're right. My mom just got up here yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday was actually her birthday too.
And nice. Happy birthday to moms.
She got up here yesterday. I'm gonna take her up, see Don Trail, her and my grandma at the work today. You know, so she could see him, spend some time with him and everything. You know. What happened?
How was he doing?
He good. He doing good. He's coming along, man. Slowly but surely. He's coming along. He's staying in good spirits. You know, he get down at times, but for the most part, he's good, man. He's good. Coming along. Day by day, he's getting better.
That's right. That's what's up.
Yeah. He's walking with a walker right now with little assistance. So, you know, he's coming along. He came a long way, man.
Praise God, man. He'll be off that walker soon.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. How was everything? How was yesterday with AJ and everything? I saw pictures online.
No, it was a hassle at first, you know, because we was crunching the time trying to get to my dad's house at a decent time.
Okay.
Kim was a stickler for that. So when things wasn't going too right for her, she was a bit frustrated. And
yeah.
I had my indifferent spirit. It was just like, okay, well, we gonna get there when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything will happen at the right time. I was starving. I had left my food at my job after I had went to jury duty. So I was starving. So I came home and ate. I was just eating everything: peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I even ate a buffalo chicken dip sandwich, some chips, candy. So it was crazy. But you know, my son, he had a. I don't know what was wrong with him. I don't know. He was just acting weird. You know how he gets shy when you're around people and start crying and you want to be all hugging up on him and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, but other than that, when we got to my dad's house, you know, everything was straight. Took him to a couple houses, got him some candy, and then went back to my dad's house to take all of their candy and, you know, eat pizza. You know, he got to spend time with, you know, his other cousins and his uncles and aunts. You know, and it was just a good time, man. It felt beautiful outside last night.
Yeah, so, it's supposed to be nice today too. Shoot, it's supposed to get up. I think 73. I was watching on the news this morning.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts, a tank top, and a coat.
So shorts, tank top, and a coat. All right, a coat, so you won't be sick.
Yeah, so I don't get sick, but you know, I don't look like I'm dressing for the weather.
Oh man, yo, that. I didn't even look at it this morning. Hopefully you got it next to you. I left my Bible in the car.
Oh.
What's the word for the day? I know it's coming from First Peter.
First Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9.
Yep.
I don't have it right next to me, but it was talking about
be of one mind.
Yeah, one-minded, compassionate, you know, and you know, forgiving each other for, you know, their sins and, you know, stuff like that. I don't have it with me. It's on my phone.
Hold on, let me get my Bible out the car, because I know I got my Bible with me. Yeah, so the scripture for today is coming from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, and I'm reading the King James Version. That's the kind of Bible I got. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrary blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. If a little background on the text, Peter was writing this to Christians that were being persecuted and scattered about. You know, the Roman Empire was persecuting Christians for following Christ, and they were scattered, broke up the churches and everything. So pretty much they were having church in secret, having church in houses, you know, just doing what they can do to share the word with each other. And he was writing this to encourage them. And when I read the text, you know, just the beginning of it, verse 8 saying, be of one mind, having compassion with each other, loving each other as brothers, just, you know, not returning evil for evil or railing for railing. And that just, when I was thinking about that, you know, Drumline just popped up in my head, the part where the band director, you know, band leaders, what's the concept? Uh-huh. One band, one sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if one of us are late, we all late. If one of us looks and sounds bad, we all look and sound bad. Matter of fact, I'm going to put that at the beginning. I'm going to put that snippet at the beginning of the show. Because at the end of the day, you know, basically what Peter is telling us is we have to move as a unit.
Yeah, be together.
We have to move as Christians. We have to move as a unit. And you have to realize that sometimes, you know, when persecution comes, when things begin to fall apart, when your life begin to fall apart, your job is lost, or, you know, just life just hits you. You know, you face an opposition from all directions. Some of the people that you begin to hurt the most are the people that are the closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people that, you know, are there for your spouse, your children, your closest friends. You tend to hurt them the most, the people that's there for you, that's closest to you. And basically what Peter is telling them is stop bickering amongst each other. We're in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of y'all are in it together. Why are y'all fighting each other? Mm-hmm. Usually when my wife is hurt, I'm hurt too. When my family's going through, my brother's hurting, I'm hurting too.
Right, right.
Why? Because we're in this together. We're in this together. And it's like, when I was looking at it like that, it was just like, wow, you know, no matter what the situation is, you know, most of the time when we start getting frustrated, the people that are closest to us get it.
Yeah, and it's just crazy, because, I mean, it shouldn't be that way, but it is. It's hard to explain it, but I do know that if we're bickering amongst each other, and, you know, we're the closest, we're dividing ourselves. So it makes it easier for the enemy to come in and, you know, cause more division, or just sit back and allow it to happen because we're doing it to ourselves. I don't understand why it's so easy, you know, for us to It's so hard for us to forgive those that are closest to us, and not treat our brothers, our actual brothers, like brothers. It just, I can't really understand that. But it does happen. And just that part when it was you was talking about, one band, one sound. I got a funny story because every when I used to go to the gym, I used to be in this fitness class. Every time right before the bell rang, that's exactly what the trainer said. He said, one band, one sound. As soon as the bell go off, everybody just start working together. Doing starting to work out at the same time. And it's about, being in unison. It's about being, being together. And I think that's real strong. And it was real important because you gave the backstory. After I read the scripture, I didn't get that. I didn't know what the backstory, to the scripture was. So when you said that, it made so much sense because that's what, was happening at the time. And it's easy for that to happen. We're upset. We don't normally take the anger out on the people that's upsetting us, but the people that's closest to us, because I think it's because we feel like we can share our true emotions with, the people that's closest to us. But it just seems like we don't express it, in an objective way. We express it towards the people that's next to us, hoping that they understand why we're expressing our, negative emotions the way we are, because they know us. You get what I'm saying?
In a sense, I understand exactly what you're saying because, they're the ones closest to us.
Right. They should know pretty us. Much,
yeah.
Self-care kind of.
We can pretty much get away with doing it to them. Like, in this situation, the Roman Empire, it's the Roman Empire. I can't beat them. If they persecuting me, beating me every time they see me with a cross on or whatever the case is, or every time they see me praying or something like that, they beat me or throw me in jail or whatever the case is. I can't fight back against them. So I'm frustrated day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. I'm being persecuted for being a Christian, for following Christ day in and day out. So I can't fight back against them. That's an empire. I can't fight back against them. So I bottle up my frustrations, and I keep them all in. I stay angry. I stay upset. And now I take it out on my brother, the person that's closest to me, the person that says, oh, bro, it'll be okay. We'll get through this. Nah, man, get out my face. We ain't going to get through this. I'm tired of this. Get out my face. I'm tired of it. Like, he ain't doing nothing but trying to help. Matter of fact, he's going through the same thing. But because I'm frustrated, and I can't take my frustrations out on a person that actually did it to me, now I'm doing it to the person that's closest to me, my brother, my sister, my cousins, my children. I'm doing it to them. And with me saying that, does that sound like something else in particular? Because, way back then, the same thing happened to Black people. They were being persecuted, because just for the color of their skin.
Right.
You being persecuted just for the color of your skin. And now I can't do nothing. The white people at the time was way more of them. They had guns, they had the power, they had all of that.
Yeah.
The police was behind them, the military was behind them. They had all of that. So, as a Black person, I'm being persecuted just for being on a different side of town that I quote unquote wasn't supposed to be in a restaurant that I wasn't allowed to eat in, drinking out a water fountain or whatever that I wasn't supposed to be drinking out of, using a bathroom that I wasn't supposed to be using, like things like that. I'm being persecuted just because the color of my skin, something I can't even control.
Something
I
was given.
I didn't ask, exactly. I didn't ask for this, but because I can't lash back out against you. Because of the simple fact that you have more power than me, I'll end up either in jail or dead. I can't lash back out at you, but my brother, my sister, my cousins, my children, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, those things begin to take a toll on me. Why? Because the person I'm really upset about, I can't do anything about it.
That's deep, man.
So basically what Peter is doing is he's encouraging them, like, look, you have to be of one mind. You have to have compassion for each other. You have to love each other as brothers and sisters. You have to be pitiful, you know, bear each other's burdens. You have to be courteous to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, stop being petty. You know, not returning evil for evil or railing for railing. Stop, basically saying, stop being petty. Mm-hmm. Somebody do something to you, you got to do it back to them. Or I got to get them back. Or they not going to talk to me like that. They not going to say that to me. They not going to do that. Well, no, you only saying that to me because the person that really made you upset, you can't say that to. When the Roman soldiers come yell at you and tell you to move along and tell you either get up, stop praying, or you going to jail, you can't say, oh, he can't say that to me. He can't talk to me like that. Oh, I'm going to get him back. You can't say that to him. But the minute, you know, your brother or sister disagree with you, oh, he's not going to talk to me like that because you've been talked to by the Roman Empire any kind of way. You know, once your brother or sister...
You feel like you're getting some kind of ground back, some kind of power, and this is the only way you can do it.
Exactly. Exactly. So basically what he's saying, stop being petty. Stop being childish. Stop being childish with each other, returning evil for evil. Somebody do something against you. And not all things is done on purpose. We know, you know, you can hurt somebody's feelings mistakenly. It wasn't even done on purpose or intentionally. It could have been a mistake. It could have been an honest mistake. But people, you know, once they're already in a bad headspace, you know, you can do something to them and they just automatically just think you did it on purpose.
Right.
And you out to get them type of thing. So you got that. You got them. Paul told them what to do. He told them to be of one mind, you know, basically move as a unit. The second part is he told them what not to do, returning evil for evil and railing for railing. But the third part of the text, which got me, is he told them basically what they were here for. Basically, you're here. This is what you was called for, that you may inherit a blessing. This is what you was called to do. This is what y'all have to stick together. It's a blessing in sticking together. Why? Because if you push everybody out your life in one of your worst seasons, once you become or walk into a season of blessings, you've already pushed everybody out your life. They don't want nothing to do with you now.
Mm-hmm. They don't even want to celebrate with you. They probably, probably won't even reach that season of blessing because part of your blessing was probably getting through it with those people that God put in your life.
Oh my God, bro. People don't even realize that. Part of your blessing is reaching that place with the people you love. Mm-hmm. With the people you love. I love my wife to death. I love my wife to death. I don't even want to see success without her. Mm-hmm. Because one of the reasons why I work so hard is for her. Like I work every day. I come to work every day. You know, we have goals and dreams in life, things that we want to do. Mm-hmm. But a part of that is for her. So I can't imagine getting there. I can't imagine, you know, investing in real estate and things like that, doing everything that I dream of doing without her. I want her to be with me. I don't want to get there. And along the way, we got so bitter at life and bitter with each other that we separate. And now I finally get there and look back. She ain't by my side.
Yep.
Because a part of the reason why I do it is for her and my future family, my kids that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, yo, you hit the nail right on the head. A part of the blessing is actually getting there with the people you love.
Yep, getting through that. And I think what Peter was saying as the overall, you know, picture is that it's bigger, the blessing that you're going to receive Everything that you're called for is much bigger than what's happening to you right now. The persecution, all the pressure, all the things that you're going through. What you're going to receive from that is bigger than all of that. Mm-hmm. It may hurt now. It may be causing you pain and suffering, but you know, keep looking to God. He's strengthening you. You know, this stuff is making you stronger for, you know, when he does bring you out. And I know it's hard to for some of us to look at God in situations like this. Like this is something that God is doing. This is something that God is doing to strengthen me, to build my faith, and to keep me, you know, focused on him and not the situations of the world, you know, that's around us. So when we get through it, you know, the taste of it is sweeter. It's just like, wow, we were strong enough to get through that. You know, only by God we were strong enough to get through that. Oh, man, we should be able to get through anything or the next test or the next, you know, form of persecution that comes to us. But it's something that we have to go through. And I think that's what, you know, what Peter is trying to say is the bigger picture, man. It's bigger. You know, God's blessing, what he has for us, is bigger than the persecution. So just stop the bickering with each other. Stop that little small petty stuff. Because there's a bigger goal in mind.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I'm gonna leave with this. We gonna leave out with this. I don't know. Did you watch Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, I watched it. You know, growing up, I haven't been watching it since it, you know, been back out.
Yeah, I haven't really been watching it since been back out either. But one of the things that just caught my attention when you were saying, you know, how you can go through so much, you know, and you know, through the grace of God, he's able to keep you. Then, you know, once you actually, you know, get your blessing, you're stronger. It makes you tougher. Everything you go through makes you tougher. That way, you know, when you get your blessing, one, you're ready for it. Two, you're tougher. And you're able to look back and say, through the grace of God, I made it. Right. And I became stronger because of it. It's almost like Dragon Ball Z. In Dragon Ball Z, you know, let's say Goku, he's getting beat down to the point where he's like, he's just nothing.
Yeah, like down he did to every episode when he fought those big villains.
Exactly. Beating down to a pulp. But once he get his sensu beam, and it wasn't easy to come across.
Mm-hmm.
But once he get his sensu beam, he's even stronger than he was once he's beaten down, because that was like the thing with Saiyan blood. You know, after they get beat down, once they recover and fully recover, they're stronger than what they was before.
Mm.
So it's just like sometimes our blessing or it's like our sensu being, once it finally come, once we finally get it, once God finally get it to us, he give it to us. And once we get it, we're even stronger than what we was before.
Right, right.
We're able to face those old trials and tribulations with ease now. When it come again, oh, I seen this before. This ain't nothing. I seen this before. God done already showed me this before. And we able to cross that bridge even better. Like, it's just every time, every trial and tribulation, every time we get through it, we're stronger. Another trial and tribulation come. We get through that, we're stronger. Another one comes, we get through that, we're stronger. And it's just building your faith. It's building your spirituality. It's building your trust and belief in God. You know, every time, you know, man, we just got to move as one unit. Man, one band, one sound.
Amen. Amen.
One band, one sound. Everybody.
Everybody,
we thank you. We appreciate you for listening. If this episode has blessed you in any way, or you
donate your money to us so we can continue to be a blessing. So I just always wanted to say that. It sounds like you about to start asking for money. So
I mean, if they want to, if they they wanted to bless us, yes, they can. They can, but I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, if this episode has blessed you in any kind of way, please share it with somebody. Share it with somebody that you know that may need it. It may help somebody you know that will be edified by it. If it's blessed you in any kind of way possible. And also, what Donovan said, if you do want to be a blessing, go ahead and be a blessing. I'm not going, you know, decline it or I'm not going to knock it, but whatever the case is, you know, but whatever. I just want you to share and help get the word out. That's Amen. It. Help get the word out. If it's blessed you, you know, it may bless others. I thank you for listening. Appreciate y'all. All right. We'll see y'all later. Peace.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.